Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, we will go to Micheál Lehan because there is some new news in relation to Niall Collins. You're very welcome, Micheál, to the programme. Why are we talking about this? Tell people, why are we talking about the Niall Collins controversy that was seemed to have been put to bed a number of weeks ago now, or days ago at least? What was Niall Collins saying about the purchase of land recently by his wife?
Yeah, Niall Collins took a good number of questions today at a press conference outside government buildings following this morning's cabinet meeting, where there was a discussion around the government's general strategy when it comes to skills and the need for further skills in the economy. And of course, that is linked to his role as a Minister of State at the Department of Higher Education. But that press conference quickly became a questions and answers session, the type of questions that the opposition did want to put to Niall Collins in the Dáil in recent weeks. And I suppose one of the big things that he did say was that he was aware that his wife was interested in that piece of public land in Patrick's Well back in 2007 when he attended the Brough local area, council area meeting, of course. And it was at that meeting that the first step was taken to put that piece of land, which was ultimately bought by Niall Collins' wife, to put it on the open market. When it came to the final decision of actually selling it, well, Niall Collins had long departed at that point and was a TD. But he said, with the benefit of hindsight, he reiterated that line that it might have been better if he recused himself from that meeting. But I suppose the significant point there is now that there is confirmation that Niall Collins was aware that his wife was interested in that piece of land.
And to remind people, as you say, party leaders, when the controversy erupted some weeks ago, saying that he should have recused himself from that 2007 meeting, what will come of this now? Will there be more cause for him to answer further questions in the Dáil, or does a SIPO investigation or complaint obviate that for the moment?
Well, I think Niall Collins was certainly pointing to that investigation by SIPO. He says it isn't up to opposition TDs to interrogate him on these matters because they don't relate to his ministerial duties, that it is a matter for that other process, which he said is now in train. And of course, that stems from a complaint that has been placed by the People Before Profit TD, Paul Murphy. There was another question too put to Niall Collins, saying was he ever or did he ever intend to purchase that piece of land, that piece of public land, along with his wife. He said he didn't, and he has seen suggestions to that effect elsewhere. That was never the case, but there was someone else who was going to purchase it with her, but they dropped out of the process. So by 2008, she purchased it alone. So that was a further question that was put to him. There were other questions too, and they relate to an earlier controversy from this year. And of course, that was the planning process for his own home. He was asked about the fact that he, in that planning application, it was stated that he was living at his parents' home at the time, even though he was and did have a home in Dura Dáil. He wouldn't go any further than that. He said he didn't have to go in to his living arrangements in 2001, but that he did fulfil the planning criteria that was laid down in very clear terms. He met that. He was also asked about an advertisement that appeared in a Limerick paper at that time where the name Niall O'Connor was listed and mentioned in relation to a planning application. He said that he is something that is, he is at a loss to explain that. Mm-hmm. But when it came to the planning file, that didn't appear. And that planning file was interrogated fairly robustly by the council, he said.
OK, Micheál Lehan, thank you very much indeed for that.